When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we have some winners this morning, Lee.
Yep.
In the gubernatorial campaign AG's race. And of course, in South Carolina, generally speaking, as you were pointing out, whoever wins the primary probably is going to win the general election because it's such a Republican state.
Well, those who call themselves Republicans.
On paper.
Yes.
Yes.
In some cases.
Yes, in some cases. So Pam Yvette and Alan Wilson advancing to the final. Exactly what Ram Reddy warned me about yesterday. And what he said is, you know, these are the two candidates who tend to be more on the moderate side. You know, both of them now in the home stretch against each other. Some might even argue from the same machine. Or a at least somewhat similar group of, I don't know, kids they hang out with on the playground, shall we say?
Okay, yes. On that playground off Gervais Street. Huh?
Yes, that one. It's a very exclusive yes, playground.
Yes.
Yeah. So Pam Yvette did not get a lot of mileage out of that Donald Trump endorsement. You know, 28.9%. Unless you look at it like, wow, she would have been dead in the water without that Trump endorsement. Don't know. She comes in first, 28.9%. Alan Wilson right on her heels all night with 26.1%. Nancy Mace has already thrown her support, what there is of it, behind Alan Wilson,
I thought that was kind of interesting.
Interesting, yeah, because she was the one running around screaming that he wouldn't help her with, you know, the attack she allegedly had that was sexual in nature and. He came on this show, claimed she never even called him about it. They had an argument. And this went on for months and months and months. So for her to back him is kind of surprising.
Yeah.
But she did. I got to tell you what, this is probably the end of Nancy Mace's political career. And a year ago, I mean, she was killing it on social media. If you had asked me a year and a half ago who would win this race, I would have told you Nancy Mace would. She had so much momentum. Going and then just that crazy sort of the fallout from the breakup with her fiance, which clearly hurt her very much. I mean, just very much. They just spilled onto the floor of Congress and kind of crazy accusations. Still under investigation by SLED, though. They haven't shut down the investigation yet, so who knows? But all those personal details then coming out, the retaliation with the fiance back and forth in the news. I mean, it just absolutely made her look crazy and destroyed her. So she went from hero to zero. I mean, she'd been fantastic on so many things. I thought she really had a shot at that governor's race until all of that happened. And obviously voters agreed. I mean, would she end up with like 50,000 votes? I mean, very sad. I don't see how she mounts a political comeback anywhere. I mean, I think she's done. And she had, again, tremendous potential before all of that, which just goes to show you in politics, keep your personal life out of your political life.
Yeah, if you can.
If you can, yes. Yes. If you just try to do that.
Well, sometimes people get a lot of help with people getting into their personal life and exposing things. So.
Exactly. But that was a self-inflicted wound, and it was deep. Turns out to be pretty fatal for her, actually. All right, so Pam Yvette at 28.9% and Alan Wilson 26.1%. I don't know what you think, Lee, and I'm going to be curious to see what you do think. If you look at who's left, there's Ralph Norman with 17% of the votes and Ron Reddy. Those two guys are kind of the change candidates, kind of, you know, conservative candidate in Ralph Norman's case, change candidate in Ron Reddy's case. I don't see a lot of that vote going to Pam Yvette. I don't. I mean, I'm thinking she's probably close to maxed out what she can get. I don't see the Nancy Mace vote going to Pam Yvette. Maybe a little of it if it's some of these voters who are like, I'm just going to vote for a woman no matter what.
Yeah.
Well, please stay home. just don't vote that way. That's just really dumb. But, you know, you vote for the best candidate. But so, I mean, I don't know. I think Alan Wilson, sky's the limit for him in terms of picking up votes. He's going to have to work very, very hard over the next weeks to do that. But she's going to have a harder time than he is picking up those votes, I think. What do you think?
I think you're right about that, because obviously if the establishment is the current administration, which it is, then that label most, you know, greatly impacts her and her stance. And I agree. And now, once again, though, you know, Wilson, having been the state attorney general for quite some time, you can claim that he's sort of establishment, but then the attorney general has a much different job than what the lieutenant governor has or even the I mean, because, you know, you're the prosecutor. You're not the chief executive or lieutenant executive of the state. So and the thing is that Wilson has been pretty much on the, I won't say the forefront, maybe not the tip of the spear, but at least on the back of the the back of the arrowhead on a lot of social issues that conservatives find important.
He has. He's done a good job, especially with the suits that he's filed against Biden.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the point. And I think that's something that in a primary is very important to the grassroots GOP voter. You want to see somebody that is supporting policy, that is supporting the ideology, the principles, the values that that you have. Now, obviously, you've got to turn that into votes and attract independents and maybe some, you know, center-leaning Democrats in the general election. But that's one thing that Wilson has got in his favor, in my mind, is that he has been on the forefront of a lot of the social issues that we've seen. You know, obviously, as you point out many times, we certainly don't have a Ron DeSantis in South Carolina or anything close to that. But, you know, like I said, Wilson has been at least close to the tip of the spear on a lot of these social issues that are before the courts and the things that the Trump administration has been trying to get across.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pam Evatt, meanwhile, really doesn't have a record.
Yeah, that's and that's
it's a part-time job, yeah. Lieutenant Governor,
and it's a difficult thing for her.
Yeah,
because you know she's got to run against what her predecessor did, basically.
Yeah, and her only real record is this DEI with her, you know, with the company that she and her husband own. The fact that they acted as DEI advisors, you know, for companies that want to go more basically woke via DEI. She didn't. She says left the company by then. But I mean, still their company still doing that stuff. So I mean, when you look at the two of them on social issues, you really look at them. He's miles ahead of her. He really is. The other thing I want to say is this. The upstate backed Henry McMaster's opponent, okay? And he never forgave us for that. And he lost the upstate when he ran the first time.
Yeah.
And it got so badly. I mean, we had a record-breaking massive fire making national news, went on for a week. The guy never showed up. Mm-hmm. He should have been on the ground running things. That's what governors do, right? Just to show they care. He didn't show up until I lit him up. Like all, you know, just hit him. Like, come on, dude. You know, I mean, you still got vote here. Show up. And then he finally showed up like a week later, like for an afternoon and then took off again. That's Henry McMaster for you. And that's his history in the upstate. I got to say this about Alan Wilson. And I'm a just the facts person. They called me about a year and a half ago and said, can I come on the show? And I'm like, you understand what that entails, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I'm right. Going to throw the kitchen
yes.
sink at you.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, but my rule is I ask you the tough questions, but I only do it once because yeah. otherwise it's just harassment
right,
after that. It's
right.
silly.
Yeah.
Right. But I will ask all the tough questions. And he came on many times. We butted heads. Many times we did. Mm-hmm. He never once asked what the questions would be
right.
in advance. And remember, Henry McMaster, the few times he never considered coming on my show. He's always been extremely rude to me. Honestly, for no reason, because the first time we invited him on, I'd never even talked about him before because he had no record. And they just gaffed us off. Bobby Mack came close to getting him on when he was in the afternoon getting McMaster on. Mm-hmm. But then McMaster wanted to dictate to Bob what the questions would be.
Yeah.
And it fell apart. And then he just never showed up after that. I mean, so Alan Wilson, you know, contacted me a year ago, wanted to come on this show. I said, okay, I'm going to throw everything but the kitchen sink at you. You got to be prepared for that. He said, okay. And even when it got tense, and you could tell it was tense from his voice, he was not enjoying the Tara Show experience, right?
Yeah.
But he came back.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And he kept coming back till I didn't have any more hard questions. And that makes me think he will keep coming back and taking the tough questions as governor. He's done it for a year and a half. So, I mean, I give him credit for that.
Yeah. No, that's important. And you know, people need to look behind the curtain a little bit. And what you were talking about, the people expecting you to give them the questions ahead of time, that happens a lot with a lot of folks. And,
yeah.
and to us in the media, that's a telltale situation where you're like, okay, these folks have got stuff to hide.
Yeah.
And they don't want to have to defend their positions. And that's the thing. If you are a dedicated conservative mm-hmm. or liberal, you should know in your heart and in your mind and your soul how you are going to react to certain questions and you're going to go down the road. You may be evasive, but you shouldn't be afraid of any question. You
no.
should be able to defend it.
No.
And quite honestly, it's never a problem if you say, you know what? I don't know about that. That's fine. I'd rather hear that from a politician than somebody work behind the scenes to not get a question asked.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You'll notice for a lot of politicians who've never been on this show, I don't have as many interviews as everybody because I've got that reputation for asking hard questions. And it's because in the negotiation phase, I am not going to tell you what I'm going to ask
no.
you. And I am not going to, you know, capitulate to a pre-approved list of questions.
Right.
I'm sorry, I don't work for you. I work for the people of the upstate.
Yeah, right.
That's how that works. And so you're not going to see me get the interviews that some other people do. That's by choice. It's cost me some, at times. Sometimes I don't have the big names on. But when they come on, it tells you something when they come on the show.
Well, and had just about everybody on during
about.
This. I mean, because, you know, almost all the candidates.
Yes. So that's good. That's fantastic. We'll see Well, what's going on? Alan Wilson is coming on, by the way, at 8:33 today. I'd love to know what you would like me to ask him, because I'm still trying to put the list of questions together. I've asked him so many things in the past, and I want to, you know, hit hard what we should ask Alan Wilson, who, I think his path to governor is easier than hers, even though he's in second place right now. But you know what his problem is going to be, Lee? But both of them, really, is enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right? They're not charismatic characters. You know what I mean? Some people are, some people aren't, right. Whatever, but they're not. And so this could get really weird on low turnout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just got to turn people out. So going to be fascinating race to watch. Coming up on the show, the rise of the commu-Nazi, Lee.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Good
one, yeah. I don't ever want to hear the word Nazi come out of a Democrat mouth.
Tell me about it.
Again.
Yeah.
Ever. Talking about Donald Trump or us or anything. They are done.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.